ראשון פרק א' משחס הסמיכויס והטרופויס והגושויס והקמיצויס וההקטורויס והמליקויס וההזוס והקבלות נוהגוס באנושם ולא באנושם חוץ ממחסייתו ונזירו שהם מניפו למצווה הסמיכה תלין על הקורבא ולמצווה הטנופה certain קבלות זה למצווה to shake them up and down back and forth that mitzvah is only for men not for women and the mitzvah of Hagasha to bring a korban mincha to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, and the din of kmitza to be kaimitz a korban mincha, and haktara to put an ola on a mizbeach or the emurim of other korbanot to be marked in the mizbeach, or malika, which is shechita for korban ha'of in the Beit HaMikdash, and hazar to sprinkle the dam and to be makabel the dam. All these mitzvahs are only for men that are kohanim, not for women that are kohenet. And that which we said, that women do not do the mitzvah of tnufa, there is an exception. The exception would be a minchas soita or a minchas nazira. The women would do a tnufa. Masechet Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Kol mitzvah shehi tluya ba'aretz, eina noheges, ela ba'aretz, v'she'eina tluya ba'aretz, noheges, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, chutz mina orla ba'aklaim. Any mitzvah which is tully in the ground, meaning the mitzvah is done in the ground, or on things that grow from the ground, that mitzvah, the chiyuv is only in Eretz Yisrael. Examples would be challah, leket, shikra, peah, shviyas, chadash, orla, and klein. And any mitzvah which is not tully on the ground, the chiyuv is on your guf, such as Shabbos, or tefillin, avodah zarah, petach hamor, mila, or arayis. Those mitzvahs, the chiyuv is everywhere, even in chutz la'aretz. The exception would be orla, and Klayim, the chiyuv of Orla, which is not to eat the pears that grow the first 3 years after you've planted it, that chiyuv is also in Chutz La'aretz. This is the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. And the Isser of Klai HaKerem is also in Chutz La'aretz Mid-Rabbanan, but the Isser of Klai Zram is Mutter in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Ach Min HaChadash. Rabbi Eliezer said the Isser of Chadash is also Isser in Chutz La'aretz, which is not to eat from the grain that grew that year until after Tetzai Nisan, as the Pasuk says, V'chol Moshvoisechem, V'chol Makom Shatem Yoshim. We learn from there that it's also in Chutz La'aretz.